Hello and welcome to this episode of the Metal Verbalizers podcast. I'm Johan Verbalizer and today I have a new great band to recommend, Aussie Assassin. Aussie Assassin is a thrash metal band with some hints of death metal. This band is from Germany and it was started in 2020. Even though the band technically started in 2020, the process took quite some time, and the band members themselves started to really feel like a band in 2023. So Aussie Assassin started as a band in 2020 or 2023, depending on how you look at it. The bands that have had a big influence on Aussie Assassin in general are old school thrash metal bands such as Sodom, Slayer, Exodus, Sepultura, Demolition Hammer, etc. The music taste of the members of Aussie Assassin all have these bands in common, and they are all very influenced by them. But of course, each member also has his own taste and influences that differs from the others. Aussie Assassin is also very influenced by bands from genres such as hardcore, death metal, and black metal. As I mentioned earlier, while they are a thrash metal band, Aussie Assassin's music also includes some clear death metal and black metal influences. So I would say that you can notice these death metal and black metal influences very clearly in their music, which is something that I am obviously a very big fan of myself. It gives the thrash metal music such as Aussie Assassin a very heavy and very aggressive sound. I think that thrash metal with death metal and or black metal is usually a very great combo. And some of my favorite bands that I would generally say are kind of that mix. The name of the band originates from the term Aussie, which is a term that pretty much everybody in Germany seems to know what it means. Well, for you who are not from Germany and that might not know what it means, and for the record, I might add that I didn't know what this meant either before finding this band. So, but anyways, in short, the term Aussie is basically short for antisocial. So it means antisocial, pretty much. And if you call someone Aussie, it means that they are uneducated. They are uncouth, they're probably unemployed, or they probably belong to a lower social class, etc. I'm sure you get the idea. That is basically what the term Aussie kind of means. As I'm sure you could imagine yourself, the term generally has a lot of negative meanings. It's generally very negative to be considered Aussie, but also in a way I guess you could say that it also has some funny ones, some funny meanings as well, and that's a reason why the band decided to include the term in the name for their band. They seem to have this kind of like approach that you shouldn't take yourself too seriously, if you know what I mean. It's like you don't have to consider everything so serious all the time. It's like about having fun, you know. And why they decided to include the word assassin and call themselves a Aussie Assassin, it's simply because the words work very well together. And I mean, Aussie Assassin, I mean, it sounds good. I personally think it looks good, and I mean, I think that I've said many times before, but I think that the band name and the logo and also the album cover, but I'm gonna talk a little bit more about that later. But I think that those things were really what like caught my attention to Us the Assassin. So definitely I would say that it is a great name, and I think it has some interesting and kind of funny meanings behind it. And to kind of follow in this same kind of area here, the lyrics of Us the Assassin's music also tend to follow this Aussie theme in the vein of old school 80s thrash, with a very, I guess, like drug addict slash antisocial attitude, like the band themselves described it. Basically, themes that are in one way or the other kind of like connected to the Aussie term, such as the title track Aussie Assassin, which is a very murderous song that indeed includes the Aussie theme, with lines such as cocaine-fueled killing spree and one more fix part you from your death. Great lines, so to speak. Songs such as Head of the Snake and Pervitin take a little bit more of a political approach, I guess you can call it, about war as well as tyranny. It's about how the soldiers during World War II were given methamphetamine in order to stay awake and alerted. As some of you might know, Pervitin was the name of the methamphetamine that was given to the soldiers, thus the name of the song. The band is relatively a very new band, and thus haven't released that many EPs or albums yet. Us the Assassin did, however, release an EP titled Entry Wound EP in 2023, which is a very, very great EP. One thing is that outside like the music, obviously, something I really like about the EP is the cover art that I mentioned earlier. It's like a skull with a bullet hole in the forehead, or, well, an entry wound, if you will, with some type of like a green liquid flowing from the wound and running down the face to the mouth, where the liquid spells the words entry wound. So like, I guess, instead of the row of teeth, you have like entry wound. A really cool detail, and I really, really like that. Considering that Us the Assassin has a song on the EP called Acid Spitter, I assume that the liquid is, well, acid. I also like that they have four logos on the cover, one in each corner. It kind of reminds me of a old school metal band called Hitman and their self-titled from 1988, because they also had like four logos in a similar manner, such as Entry Wound has. I think you'll see what I mean if you look at Entry Wound and how like the four logos look, and then you look up the band Hitman and their self-titled, as I mentioned, from 1988, and I think you'll know what I'm talking about. Well, speaking of this, speaking of EPs, when it comes to the future of Us the Assassin, the band is currently planning to release another EP. They're also already making plans to release a full-length album after they have released the upcoming EP. I don't know when we can expect these releases, unfortunately, because Us the Assassin didn't tell me anything about that, so I don't know. All I can say is hopefully very soon. In addition, the band is also planning to play more shows and play shows outside of Germany. These are definitely things that I believe you should keep your eyes and ears open for. I know that I certainly will. Having said that, I believe this is a great way to end the episode. We at Metal Verbalizers really appreciate that you've been listening to this episode until the end. If you like this episode and enjoy what we're doing as a podcast, then please give us a follow, give us a like, a comment, and also help us share our episodes. This way you can easily support both us as a podcast and also the bands that we are verbalizing, because each like, comment, and share really helps us to reach more people. So this would be greatly appreciated. We will be back next week with more verbalizing.